It's good we're doing this. I'm glad we're doing this in person, not on Zoom, you know? Though a lot of you dress like we're doing this on Zoom, so I appreciate that. Keep that energy up. It's good. All but working from home, right? They say working from home is like doing two jobs at the same time. And for me, that's definitely true. Because I do my job while constantly applying to others. My boss will always tease me. You better not be on Facebook at home. I'll be on LinkedIn laughing like, I'm not. I hate it here. I'm trying to leave, actively trying to get out. I work in recruiting because I love giving people hope and taking it away. That's the whole job. But we do a lot of Zoom stuff in my job. So there's always the same cast of characters in every Zoom call. Like there's always a guy who joins late from his cell phone, which is how you know he forgot the meeting was happening. Because he'll just be at Whole Foods in sweatpants trying to play it cool. Like, sorry I'm late, guys. Crazy kids. It's like, Steve, you don't have any kids. You just don't care about this. The best is you always know an old person is on because they're always the only participant off mute when they're not supposed to be. And they never join with their camera on, right? It's always a big reveal when you're least expecting it. Which is horrifying. Because they're always way too close to the camera. So as soon as they turn it on, it looks like you interrupted a colonoscopy. You're like, oh my, oh. I don't know what part of your body that is, Gertrude, but you need to get it looked at, okay? This is a Zoom bomb and I'm reporting to HR. I don't like it. But the best part about working remotely is it's really flattened out the org chart in the office. Because VPs used to have a corner office. Now they have six kids and a dog running around behind them. It's like, you can't tell me to work harder. Why don't you work harder in your marriage? You can only hear your wife yelling at you. Also, I can't take you seriously as sitting on a folding chair, okay? I can't respect someone who doesn't have lumbar support. You don't even respect yourself. Why don't you do this? Why don't you turn your video off so I can see your headshot and remember who you used to be? Because this is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. So I work part-time in recruiting and I do comedy full-time. And comedy is the most fun job on earth. It can be a bit of a thankless job, though. The other night I was doing a show, and this guy comes up to me after the show. He goes, Vic, I loved your set. Seeing you perform stand-up makes you want to try it. I've never been so insulted in my entire life. Because you don't ever be the point in your career where someone sees you doing it and thinks to themselves, that looks attainable. That's extremely insulting. You would never do that with any other profession, right? You would never go up to a doctor and be like, hey man, you just crushed that open heart surgery. Why don't you let me take the next one? It's pretty straightforward, I've got this. I've seen YouTube, I can figure it out, you know?